Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Tesvav, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis Tonu Rabbanu. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Naftali Hertz Ben Hen Yoleya and Zahava Bas Tova. So we're in the midst of yet another digression in Perek Ashutfin, the beginning of Maseches Bava Basra. The digression du jour is on the topic of Sifrei Tanakh, says the Gemara, a very foundational brisa as it relates to understanding the basics of Tanakh. Tanu Rabbanon Sidron Shel Neviim, the order of the Neviim are as follows: Yehoshua, the Shoftim, Shmuel, Umelachim, Yirmiyah, the Yecheskel, Yeshaya, the Shnei Masar. So there are eight Nevi'im, and they are in the order that we just mentioned, says the Gemara. Mechti. Let's try to analyze the Seder that Chazal gave us. Hoshea Kodem. We know that Hoshea was one of the earlier Nevi'im to prophesy. How do we know that? The Pasuk says, Tchilas Diber Hashem B'Hoshea. Now, the Gemara says, V'chim Hoshea Diber Tchila. If you take this one Pasuk out of context, it sounds like the first Navi that Hashem communicated with, maybe after Moshe Rabbeinu, was Hoshea. But we know that's not true, because V'haloi mi Moshe V'ad Hoshea Kama Nevi'im Hayu. There were many Nevi'im between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hoshea. Rabbi Yochanan explained, and he said that what the Pasuk means when it says, Tchilas Diber Hashem B'Hoshea, there were four Nevi'im that said Nevu'ah during the same era, and he was the first of those four. The Elohim, who were the four? Hoshea, the Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? V'likad mila Hoshea b'reisho. And the way the Mepharshim explain it, the Kasha is that V'likad mila Hoshea b'reisho the Yeshaya. So why is it that Yeshaya is mentioned before Hoshea if Tchilas Dibra Hashem b'Hoshea, and it means not that Hoshea is the first Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu to say Nevuah, but he's the first of the four Nevi'im that said Nevuah during his lifetime, one of which was Yeshaya, and he was before Yeshaya. So why is his Navi after Yeshaya? Incidentally, where is Hoshea? It's in Shnei Masar, which is mentioned right after Yeshaya. But the question is, Lachura Hoshea should be before Yeshaya. And for the Gemara, Kivan the Kosev Nevuasi Gabi Chag Yischari Malachi, being that the Nevuah of Hoshea was written together with the Nevuahs of Chag Yischari Malachi, meaning it's part of Shnei Masar, the Chag Yischari Malachi is Soif Nevi'im Havo, and Chag Yischari Malachi, they were the last Nevi'im, Choshev Le'i Bahadayo, it's for that reason, it's together with them, it's at the very end. In other words, being that Hoshea is part of a larger Sefer, it's part of Shnei Masar, and Shnei Masar has in it Chag Yischari Malachi, while the last. So, therefore, Shnei Masar is last, Hoshea gets put together with them, thus, it's at the end, after Yeshaya, despite the fact that he said Nevuah before Yeshaya. But the Gemara asks the obvious follow-up question, V'lichtevei lechudei v'lekadmei. Who asked anyone to put Hoshea together with Chag Yischari Malachi? Why is it part of the Shnei Masar? What is the Shnei Masar all about anyways? Meaning, if Yirmiyah and Yecheskel and Yeshaya get their own Sefer, so let Hoshea also get its own Sefer and let it be in its proper place. Meaning, Bishloima, if you can put it chronologically in the place that it's supposed to be and lump it together with the other Sfarim, okay, maybe I can understand that. But you're lumping it together with Nevi'im that really it has no shaychus to, putting it in a place that chronologically it doesn't belong, give it its own sefer and put it where it does belong. So the Gemara says, Aidi dezuter mirches chazal. The ones that put together, as we're going to see later, the Sifrei Nach were concerned that being that the Sefer of Hoshea is a very small Sefer, and really all the Shnei Masar are very small, so if they would be standalone Sfarim, they would get lost in the shuffle somewhere. So we didn't want Hoshea to be on its own. Thus, we had to put it together with other Sfarim. Which Sfarim? All the small Sfarim. They make up what we know today as the Shnei Masar. Thus, the Sefer of Hoshea was put together with the other small Sfarim, of which some are Chag Yischari Malachi, who were the Nevi'im Achrayim. That's why Hoshea ends up being with the Nevi'im Achrayim. The Gemara asks another kasha. Mechti, Yeshaya kodem mi Yirmiyah. Yeshaya Senvua before Yirmiyahu v'Yecheskel, and certainly before Yecheskel as well. So Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel, though, they both said Nevua Surka Churban Bayis Rishon. Yeshaya lived in the middle of Bayis Rishon, meaning he lived a long time before Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel. It's afraid to Gemara, the Kadmi Yeshaya Bereisho. So why is Yeshaya after Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel? So Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel are in the proper order, but Yeshaya comes after them. L'churi should have been before them, and for the Gemara, given the Malachim Soifei Churbano, being that Seifa Malachim ends with Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Yirmiyahu Kule Churbano, and Yirmiyahu talks entirely about Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Yecheskel Reshe Churbano, and Yecheskel begins with Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Seifa Nechamta, and it ends with the Nechama of Klal Yisrael, the Yeshaya Kule Nechamta, and Yeshaya is all about the Nechama of Klal Yisrael. So if you understand that, Samchinan Churbano LeChurbano VeNechamta LeNechamta, meaning if you would learn the Sfarim, you would appreciate that there is a methodology to the sequence, and that is we want Churban to be with Churban, and we want Nechama to be with Nechama. So we start off with Yeshua, which is obvious, and then Shoiftim, which is obvious, Shmuel and Malachim, which are also obvious. This is the chronology, right? This is the sequel, so to speak, of the Cham Yishei Chom Yishei Teir. Now we get involved in all the different Nevi'im, and some of the Nevi'im are going to get their own Sefer. Which ones? Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, and Yeshaya. The question is, what order should it be? So what we cheshben is, not based on chronologically, historically, when these Nevi'im lived, but rather it's based on how Malachim ends. Malachim ends with Churban, so that segues immediately into Yirmiyahu, which is all about the Churban. It segues from there into Yecheskel, which begins with the Churban. Yecheskel ends with Nechama, a perfect place to put Yeshaya, which is all about Nechama. It's interesting that the Gemara refers to Sefer Yeshaya as being Kulei Nechemta. It's all about Nechama. I mean, the first parak of Yeshaya comes to mind, which is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoin, which we read in the Eicha Nigin, Chazoin Yeshayo, Ein Lecha Churbana Gedoy L'Mizu. Could be this little chizik that's meant to be taken out of this. Because if Chazal say Yeshaya is Kule Nechamta, Rubei Kekule, that's the Pashav Shad, but there has to be a little bit more here. Either way, says the Gemara, you want to know what the Seder of Nevi'im is? Sidron Shal Nevi'im is Yehoshua, the Shoiftim, Shmuel, Umalachim, Yirmiyahu, V'Yecheskel, Yeshaya, and Shnei Mas. Now the Gemara, in a second, is going to discuss what the Seder of the Ksuvim are. So we go from Seder of Nevi'im to Seder of Ksuvim. Incidentally, the Seder of Torah, that's Zil Kari Beirav. We know it's Bereish, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvar. Sidrin Shal Nevi'im, for that we need a Braisa, and Sidrin Shal Ksuvim, as we're going to see in a second, also requires a Braisa. The question is, why does this even matter? What's the significance of Sidrin Shal Nevi'im? And really, if you take a look at the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, the Rambam in Hilchas Tfilin U'Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah, Hilchas Tam, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezvav, he brings Sidurim Shal Nevi'im Kachu. Meaning, the Rambam brings it as a halacha. It means that there's some halachic significance. But I think the Pashup Shad is, if you look at the context of where the Rambam brings it, he says as follows. You're allowed to put Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim into one krach, into one megillah. This was a discussion in yesterday's daf, a big machloikis tanon, but that's how the Rambam paskins. Umeniach ben kol chumash v'chumash arba shitin, uben kol navi v'navi sholosh shitin, v'chein ben kol navi v'navi mishnei masar sholosh shitin, shem bo lachtoiv choytech. And then the Rambam continues and says, v'sidurim shol nevi'im kachu, yoshua v'shoiftim shmul d'malachim yirmiyo, v'yecheskel yeshaya v'treyos. And then the Rambam continues and talks about the seder the ksufim. So it sounds like where this is negeya is, that if you're making a krach that's going to have all the Nevi'im together, so you can't just indiscriminately decide to put the Nevi'im wherever you want to put them. There's a Seder. Now, no one said the Seder is Ma'akiv, but at the same time, there is a Seder and Lechura. Just from the way the Rambam presents the Halacha, it seems like that's where it's going to be negated. Either way, so we turn our attention from Sidran Shal Nevi'im to Sidran Shal Ksuvim. Says the Gemara, Sidran Shal Ksuvim, Rus, V'Sefer Tehillim, V'Iyov, U'Mishle, Kayheles, Shir Ashirim, Vekinis, which is also known as Sefer Eicha, Daniel, Umegilas Esther, Ezra, Vidivrei Hayomim. Now, if you count all the ksuvim, you're going to have 11 ksuvim, which means there are Chamishei Chumshei Torah, there are the 8 Nevi'im that we mentioned earlier, and now you have the 11 ksuvim, 5 plus 8 plus 11 is 24. Hence, you have your Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Either way, says the Gemara. Let's try to analyze a little bit the Seder of Ksuvim. So, it started with Rus, and then Tehillim, and then Iyov, etc., etc. Freit Gemara. Uleman Damar Iyov bimei Moshe Hayo. According to the Man Damar that holds that Iyov lived during the lifetime of Moshe. Now, who is that Man Damar? It's going to be the whole end of today's daf, and it's going to be the whole tomorrow's daf. So the story of Iyov is going to be a subplot in these last Gemaras here in Perek HaShutvim. But either way, there will be a Man Damar. We're going to see that Iyov lived during the times of Moshe. So Freit Gemara, the Kadmi Iyov Bereisho. So based on that, it seems that Iyov lived before the story of Rus and before Tehillim and Mishlei and Kehelos and Shir HaShirim, right? We know who the authors for the most part are of those Ksuvim. Stating that, we have a lot more to come. But the point is, it sounds like Moshe is for sure the earliest of everyone that we just mentioned. So if Iyov lived in Moshe, again, just based on the chronology, you would think that Iyov should be the first Sefer. Says the Gemara, Aschule Bepor Anusol. It's true, it's a good point, but at the same time, we don't want to start with Puranis, and it's for that reason we don't start with Iyov. Iyov, everybody knows, is all about the Yisurei Iyov. That's not a good way to start. Says the Gemara, Rus Nami Puranusahi. You ever learn Sefer Rus? Rus starts with a Rav and a Magefa, and it's not good. So isn't Rus also Puranis? So the Gemara says, yeah, but Puranusa the Islay Achris. Rus is Puranis, but it has a very good ending. How do you know that? Om Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan said, Loma Nikushma Rus. Why was Rus called Rus? She Yotza Mimeno David, She Riveu La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shiroiz V'Sush Bachos. Because at the end of the story of Rus, Rus is Zoicha to have a child with Boaz, from which Malchus Beis David would come. So being that Rus has a happy ending, and it's not just that it has a good ending, the name Rus implies that good ending. She Yotza Mimeno David, She Riveu La Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's for that reason that we begin with Rus, says the Gemara. Okay, Umi Kosman. So who wrote all the aforementioned Ksuvim? Says the Gemara. And not just Ksuvim, by the way. Nevi'im as well. Moshe Kosav Sifrei uParshas Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei. What does Sifrei mean? It means the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. He also wrote the Parsha of Bilam. I mean, he also wrote the Parsha Bilam. Parshas Bilam, L'chaira, is Parshas Balak, right? Which is one of the Parshas in the Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosav Sifrei, so Kemuvin included in Sifrei would be the Parsha of Bilam. So the truth is, Kama Kulmus in Ishtabru, to try to explain what this one line means. It's taka very, very mysterious. Now, we know that Parshas Bilam is a very unique Parsha. In fact, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, that Chazal wanted to be Koveya, Parshas Bilam, within the Parsha of Kriyashma, and Pamayim Bahava every single day, we should say the Parsha of Bilam. It was a Havamina, some say that based on that, there's still an Indian of talking about Zecharna, Mayatz, right? Could be there's an Indian to always recite the Parsha of Bilam. But again, he's saying there's a Chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Parsha of Bilam. So just one interesting Maramakim, there's a Sefer called Sefer HaTziyuni. It was written by one of the Rishonim, Reb Menachem Tziyuni, and in Parshas Balak, he writes, Isa b'gemar b'perakamad above Abbasra, Moshe Kosav Sifrei, u Parshas Bilam, the Sefer Iyov, Yitoin HaToyen, so Kana Ben Shoyol, Haloi Parshas Bilam b'chlal HaToyrihi, u Machiddish, v'aloi Dover Yaduahu, Shekol HaToyri, Mibreishis, Adleine Kol Yisrael, Mipivshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Oznei Shal Moshe, Ke'inyin Shenemar. So what exactly is the Chiddish, says the Sefer HaTziyuni, Eloda, Kiksuvim kan bekoitzer beinyan Bilam ubenevuasa uli Yisrael afisha. The story of Bilam that's mentioned in Parshas Balak is an abridged version of a much longer story that really pertained to Bilam. Now, what's mentioned is the nevuah that he said li Yisrael, which is appropriate to be in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, stating that the story of Bilam Be'etzim is a much longer story. And that story was once written, says the Sefer HaTziyuni, and the author of that story was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. It's rather not mentioned in the Torah. There's a part of it that's mentioned, the part that Moshe Rabbeinu deemed pertinent to being mentioned. But when we talk about Parshas Bilam, the story of Balak that we have and the story of Bilam that we have is a very, very abridged version of a much longer story. Either way, says the Gemara, okay, Umi Kosfon, Moshe Kosav Sifrei, Uparshas Bilam, V'Iyoy, Yeshua Kosav Sifrei, Yeshua wrote his Sefer, Ushmein Pesukim Shabbatayra, he also wrote the last eight Pesukim of the Torah, we're going to see more about that in a minute. Shmuel Kosav Sifrei, Shmuel wrote his Sefer, Sefer Shmuel, the Shoiftim, he also wrote Sefer Shoiftim, V'Rus, he wrote Rus, V'David Kosav Sefer Tehillim, David Amelach wrote Sefer Tehillim that everybody knows, Al Yedei Asar Eskeinim. But really, the Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote was a collaboration of 10 skenim. That not everybody knows. Who are the 10 skenim that contributed to Sefer Tehillim? Adam HaRishon, Al Yedei Malki Tzedek, Val Yedei Avram, Al Yedei Moshe, Val Yedei Heman, Val Yedei Yudusun, Val Yedei Asaf, Val Yedei Shloisha B'nei Kayach. And really, the makar to this, Rashi says, is that there's so many different mizmorim that you'll find in Tehillim that mention the aforementioned names. Lam Natseach L'Yedusan, Maskil, Leheman, right? Shir Mizmor L'Vnei Kayach. So you find everyone that we just mentioned and this Braisa mentioned somewhere in a Perek in Tehillim, and that's a raya that David HaMelech, although he gets the credit for writing Tehillim, but really it was Al Yedei Asnar Eskenim. Okay, Yirmiyah Kosav Sefer. Yirmiyah Navi wrote his own Sefer. The Sefer Melachim, he also wrote Melachim. The Kinnis, he wrote Echa. Chizkiah V'Siyata. Chizkiah and his henchmen, his Gaboyim, Kosfu, they wrote Yamshak Simin. They wrote Yeshaya, Mishlei, Shir Ashirim, the Koheles. Anche Knessak Doilo Kosfu Kandug Simin. They wrote Yecheskel, Vishne Moser, Daniel, Umigilas Esther, Ezra Kosav Sifroi. Ezra wrote his Sefer, the Yiches Shel Divrei Hayamim Adloy. Additionally, he wrote Divrei Hayamim up until his Yiches. So Divrei Hayamim goes up until Ezra, and then it goes Vaita. Up until him, he wrote, says the Gemara Messiah, Yele the Rav. That last thing that we just said, that Ezra wrote Divrei Hayomim up until his own story, is a riot to something Rav said, Amrav Yudam Rav, the other Ezra Mibavel. Ezra did not go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael until he made sure that he figured out his whole Yiches, and it's only then he went. So you see that Ezra was very, very proficient in his own Yiches, which is definitely something that supports this idea that Ezra wrote his story, meaning he wrote Divrei Hayamim up until his Yichas. Man Aske. Now, if he only wrote Divrei Hayamim up until his story, so who concluded the story? Says the Gemara, Nechemya ben Chachalya. It's Nechemya ben Chachalya that ended his story. Either way, just hit the pause button right now. Again, the whole theme of the daf is going to be this inyan. But we have what we know as Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Torah is made up of five Sfarim, five of the 24. Nevi'im are made up of 8 Sfarim, 8 of the 24, and Ksuvim are made up of 11 Sfarim, 11 of the 24. Just like we know that the Chamishei Chumshei Torah have a Seder, the Chiddush of the first part of today's daf is Sidron Shel Nevi'im and Sidron Shel Ksuvim. Additionally, the Chofta al Sifrei Tanakh, not saying a Chiddush, is really the Seder and the amount of Sfarim that they are. Meaning, it's not the amount of Nevi'im. The Chamishei Chumshei Torah is technically all Nevuas Moshe, right? One of the Sifrei Nevi'im is Shnei Masar, which is really made up of 12 different Nevi'im. So when you talk about Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, it's not the amount of Nevi'im whose Nevuas we have in our Sfarim. It's 24 books. It's 24 Sfarim. 5 of them are called Torah, 8 of them are called Nevi'im, and 11 of them are called Ksuvim. In fact, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, on Masechtas Tainis, yes, there is a Megadim Chadashim coming soon, Be'ezus Hashem, on Masechtas Tainis, and this is on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So he says there that Va'agav, Atzayin Ma'ishiyesh Lahargish B'Lashoni Atzach V'Hamizukok Shal Rashi. So he says, I want to make a very, very subtle diuk in the Lashon of Rashi. Shekishemuva b'shas, pasuk mitreyasa. He says, wherever Rashi in Shas quotes a pasuk from Treyasar, mitzayin Rashi b'nevuas ploini. He'll refer to that sefer as nevuas ploini. Uladugma, he says, I'll give you a few examples. In Shabbos lamekim lamed aleph, dibra maschol dechsev, Rashi says, b'nevuas amos. In Rosh Hashanah, daf gimel amud beis, divrei amaschol b'shishi, Rashi says, b'nevuas chagi. In Chulin, daf tzadik beis amud aleph, divrei amaschol v'oimer, Rashi says, b'nevuas zechariah, v'oid harbe. And he says, there are many, many other examples of this. So wherever Rashi quotes one of the svarim of Shnei Masar, Rashi will say, b'nevuas ploini. V'enoi koisev, b'sefer. However, he doesn't say b'sefer ployni, k'darkoi b'tzaymi l'shar sifrei ha-tanach, which is his derech when it comes to the other sifrei tanach. Uledugmo, sukkala medches amabeis, dibra maschol asher, Rashi says b'sefer melochim. Shabbos hamachem ad alef, dibra maschol yoitzos, Rashi says b'sefer yeshaya. V'oid harbe, and there are many other examples of that. Says Rav David Yoel Weiss, shlita, the pshat is pashat. He said the pshat is because yeshaya, yirmiyo, are not just nevuos, but they're svarim. They're fartig as svarim. As opposed to Amos, Chagi, and Zechariah, they're parts of svarim. But they're not fartig as svarim. So when it comes to the Shnei Masach, Rashi's quoting the nevuah, he's not going to say b'sefer Chagi, because there is no sefer Chagi. There's a sefer Shnei Masach. Chagi is part and parcel of sefer Shnei Masach. But what is its unique place within that sefer? Oh, it's the nevuah of Chagi that's in sefer Shnei Masach. So he refers to it as nevuah Chagi. As opposed to Yeshaya, it's nevuah Yeshaya, but it's also Sefer Yeshaya. And he says, that's the diktuk. He says, take a look. You're going to find that this diktuk is consistent throughout Rashi's Pirish. That whenever he's talking about Shnei Masa, he refers to it as Nevuah. Whenever he's referring to one of the Nevi'im, he refers to it as a Sefer. Again, very, very clarity. But it's kedai to mention that Reb Chaim Brisker once asked that what really makes something Nevi'im and what makes something Sufim? At the end of the day, the Nevi'im are all Nevuah, and the Ksuvim are all Nevuah. So why is it that one is Nevi'im and the other is Ksuvim? And really, today's daf is the place to speak out this Reb Chaim. Because Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Sidrin shall Nevi'im, Sidrin shall Ksuvim. Let's be honest. What's the difference? He asked the man on the street. Tell me the Nevi'im and tell me the Ksuvim. If he didn't learn today's daf, he's going to fumble along the way. Almost guaranteed, right? And the truth is because it's very hard to know what makes something Nevi'im and what makes something Ksuvim. It's all Alpi Nevuah. It's Reb Chaim Kiyudua said that the difference is all the Nevi'im were prophecies. Meaning, Navi had a Nevuah and he was told to go communicate whatever message he was told to communicate to whomever he was told to communicate. The cheftz of the Nevuah was go communicate. Ksuvim, the cheftz of the Nevuah was go write. So he says Nevuah is miloshen nivsfasayim, like the Rishonim say. The ikr of Nevi'im were things that the prophets were meant to say over. They were bechefts of prophecies. Grada, they were written. And incidentally, we saw they were written years later for the most part. But the point is, grada, they were written. But being that what they are at their core are nevuos that they were supposed to communicate, it's for that reason those svarim go down in history as being Nevi'im. As opposed to ksuvim, they were told the chatchila to write. The tzivui was, shribe this, shribe that. Avada the shribing alpi nevuah. But the heftza of what they are things to be written, and that's why their name represents that. They're known as ksuvim, miloshin ksiva. Either way, says the Gemara, amar mar. We're going to analyze everything that we said up until this point. Come on. Yeshua kosav sifroi uchmoyne psukim shabbatai. Yeshua wrote his own sefer, and he wrote 8 psukim in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Tanya, this braisa supports the man damar who holds that there are 8 psukim in the Torah that Yeshua Kasson wrote. Yeah, pretty straightforward. The Tanya, what's this braisa that says that Yeshua ben Nun wrote 8 psukim? It says, Vayomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. That's the 8th to last pasuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and then the Torah gives the great hesped of all the wonderful things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Says the Gemara, Efshe Moshe Meis Vakas Vayomas Shom Moshe. How's it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayomas and then he would write Vayomos? If he's not alive, how could he have written it? Elo, Adkan, Kosa Moshe, up until that Pasuk Vayomos, Shom Moshe, Eved Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Mikam Ve'elach, from that point forward, Kosa Yeshua, Yeshua Benun took over, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Va'amri lo, Reb Nechemya. So he helped Rabbi Yehuda, and some say it's really Chitra Reb Nechemya. Omale, Reb Shimon said, Efshe Sefer Torah, Chaser Ois Achas. That means that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, really, the Sefer Torah wasn't complete. It was missing what? The last 8 psukim. Now, if the Sefer Torah is missing even one ois, said Reb Shimon, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, L'koyach ha-Sefer HaTorah hazeh, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, take this Sefer Torah, spoke about this yesterday, put it next to the Urim. But if Moshe Rabbeinu never completed the Sefer Torah, that means Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah was chaser. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah was chaser, then how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu said, L'koyach ha-Sefer HaTorah hazeh? Eli, you have to say differently. Ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, u Moshe Koisiv, up until the pasuk that says, Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was writing. Mikam ve'elach, those last eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating, Moshe Koisiv Bedema, and Moshe Rabbeinu was writing with tears. K'moshe Nema Lahalon, like the pasuk says, Vayomer Lehem Baruch Mipiv Yikro Elai, Eskola Advarim Ela, Vani Koisiv Al HaSefer Bidyoy. There's this idea that one person's talking, the other person's writing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is just writing what he was told, and he was writing it with tears, says the Gemara. Oh, but the bottom line is, said Rabbi Shimon Vayichai, it can't be that Yeshua Ben Nun wrote those last eight psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu would have had to have written those last eight psukim. Bottom line is, we have a machalikas tanya. Who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? So our braisa that says Yeshua Ben Nun wrote Sifrei v'shmoyne psukim shabbat Torah, keman oza, it's like Rabbi Yehuda v'amri lo Rabbi Nechemya, that else Yeshua Ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah. Says the Gemara, keman oza, hodam Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba Amar Rav Gidol Amar Ra, shmoyne psukim shabbat Torah yachid koyra oisan. According to whom is the following halacha said that the eight psukim in the Torah, the last eight psukim in the Torah, a yachid is koyra oisan. So what does it mean yachid koyra oisan? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says koloimar ein mafsikim bahen. It's a koloimar Rashi. Yachid koyra oisan means that you could only have one person be oil of the Torah and you now let him make a hafsaka. Says the Gemara, who is that going according to? Leima de Leike Reb Shimon. At first glance, it would seem that it's not like Reb Shimon. Why? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Nechemya, that holds who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? It was written by Yeshua Ben Nun. So I would understand that there's something unique about those eight psukim. There's something unique about those eight psukim. So maybe that would beget a unique set of halachas. Oh, Shmoyin psukim shabbat Torah, Yachid Koyra Oysam. But according to Reb Shimon, there's nothing special about the last eight psukim in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim just like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah. So it says the Gemara, if you find a unique halacha as it relates to the Shmoyin psukim, should this not be a raya to like Reb Shimon? Now Rav Damoyer said it. Oh, so this is a raya that Rav held not like Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, no, feel the Reb Shimon. Could be it's going coin to Reb Shimon. Hoyo v'ishtani ishtani. At the end of the day, it's still different, right? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a bedema, and being that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a bedema, it's still a little bit different, and because it's still a little bit different, so therefore you have no raya. It's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchis Tefillah, this is in Perik Yugimel Halacha Vav, he says as follows, Shmoyne psukim shebesoifa Torah, the last eight psukim in the Torah, mutter likrois oisam bebeis haknesses, bepochis me'asara. Here's the ma'isa. The last eight psukim in the Torah, says the Rambam, person is allowed to read, as in the Bal Koire, in the Beis HaKnesses, without a minyan. Usually, Kriyas HaTorah fathers a minyan, right? Says the Rambam, the last eight psukim in the Torah, the minyan is not ma'akev. And the Rambam says, Afa pisha ha-koil Torah, even though it's part of the Torah, umipi moisha mipi agvura hein, and it's from moisha mipi agvura, abahoyel umashmon shehein achar misas moisha, being that the words seem to imply that they were written after misas moisha, hare neshtanu, it means they're different, ulafichach mutalu yachid likrei soysa, and it's for that reason a yachid is allowed to read from it, you don't have to have a minute. Now, the Rambam, first of all, clearly is suggesting that who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah. Stating that, hoyel v'ishtini ishtini, like the Gemara says. It's still somewhat unique. Moshe Rabbeinu was koisvam bedema. And the Rambam says, from here, kumta halacha l'maisa. And that is that ordinarily, kriyas ha-Torah requires a minyan. But when it comes to the last eight psukim in the Torah, they're different. And over here, it does not require a minyan. What's the makar to this, Rambam? It's our Gemara, right? What did the Gemara say? It's Mamish Rav's Memra. Omer Rav Yishnua Bar Rabba, Omer Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Shmoyin Upsukim Shabbat Torah, Yochid Koyra Oysan. Now Rashi said, what does it mean, Yochid Koyra Oysan? Kaloymar, Eimav Sikumahem. Whenever Rashi says Kaloymar, it means I'm about to be Mefarish the Gemara, not Al Pip Pshutai, right? So it says Rashi that I'm going to be Mefarish this Gemara, not Al Pip Pshutai, because what does the Pshutai of the Gemara sound like it's saying? A Yochid, as opposed to needing a Tzibur, is allowed to read these eight psukim. Zok Rashi Kaloymar. That's not what it means. But rather what it means is Yochid Koyra Oysan, you have to have one Bal Koyra. The Rambam didn't learn the Gemara with the Koloimar. The Rambam learned the Poshup Shats. It says, the Rambam, Shmoyin Pesukim Shabbasayi Vatayra, Mutal Likrin Oysan, Bedei Sakneses, Bepachas Me'asara. He's quoting this Gemara Mamish because the Rambam learned the Gemara Kipshuta, meaning The Rashi's koloimar is lahoitzim miliban shal Rambam. Oh, but the Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam learned kipshuta. If you look at the Ravid says, Amar Avram, lo shamanu dover zeme oilom. I never heard of such a chiddush. This is like the biggest chiddush I ever heard. Now, says the Ravid, I know where the Rambam got it from. He got it from this Lashon HaGemara. So he says, umasha amru yachid koira oisam, loimar she'enoi mafsik bohem. He means what Rashi said he means. V'ochi isabi Yerushalmi, says the Ravid. I found it's a mafurish Yerushalmi in Masechtas Megillah. Perikimel halacha zayin. At the end, the Ravid fears ois. He says, "Umasha kosav who inyan zorus ma'oid." This that the Rambam says that you don't need a minion for the last a psukim is very, very strange. V'hatzibur heichon holchu. And he says, "Tell me, where did the Oilav go?" I'm making kiddush, by the way. You know when you read the last psukim of Parshas Mizlech Habrach, I know what it's Hebrew. The Ravid wasn't sure, but either way, he says. These doylem, Pasha, there's four people that are sober. Says the Rambam, it's fine, you could be Yoitza Chos and Teira. But either way, says the Gemara Feiter. At least that kasha that the Ravid asked would be Meyashiv. I don't think you need Reb Chaim Halevi for that. Yeshua, says the Gemara, was Kosav Sifrai. Yeshua ben Nun wrote his Sefer. Feit, the Gemara, is that true? Voksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayomus Yeshua ben Nun, Eved Hashem. How can Yeshua ben Nun have written his entire Sefer? Who wrote Vayomus Yeshua? So the Gemara says, the Aske Elazar. You have to say, the very, very end, that Pasuk, and really, from there, Elazar wrote. Voksiv, but it says, Valazar ben Aharon Meis. It says, Elazar also died in Sefer Yeshua. So the Gemara says, the Aske Pinchas. You have to say, Pinchas is the one that finished it. Shmuel Kasav Sefer. Shmuel wrote his own Sefer. Feit, the Gemara, Voksiv. The Pasuk says, Shmuel Meis, to ask it, God Achoyz and Nosan Anovi. God Achoyz and Nosan Anovi, these are two Nevi'im that feature prominently in the story of Shmuel. They were the ones that finished Sefer Shmuel. David Kosav Sefer Tehillim Al Yidei Asor Eskein. David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim and he wrote it Al Yidei Ten Zekein. Faith Gemara V'dichshav Nami Eison Ho'ezrochi. So the Braisa mentioned who the ten were, and it didn't mention Eison Ho'ezrochi. It mentioned names that sounded similar to Eison. Haman, Yedusun, Asaf, but it didn't say Eson, right? So, why is Eson Ezrachi not mentioned? Amar Rav, Rav said, Eson Ezrachi, Zehu Avram. He's Avram. Avram was mentioned. And Eson Ezrachi is Avram. Ksif Hach, it says, Eson Ezrachi, Ksif Hach, Mi Heyer, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek. And the way we're understanding Eson Ezrachi, Ezrachi, Mi Lashon Mizrach. So, Eson comes from the east. Avram Avinu was Mi Heyer, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek. Eisan Ezrachi is an emes to Avram Avinu. Faith the Gemara, Kachashim Moshe, the Kachashim Haman. Moshe was mentioned as one of the ten Skenim that contributed to Sefer Tehillim. Haman was also mentioned. From Rav, Rav said, Haman Zeh Moshe. Haman was Moshe, says the Gemara, Ksiv Hacha, Haman, right? The Ksiv Hasa Bechal Besi Neman. Who that's how you know that Haman was Moshe, from the Lashon Bechal Besi Neman. And for the Gemara, Trey Haman Hab. You have to say there were two Hamans. Moshe Kosav Sifroi, who parshas Bilam, the Eev. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer. He wrote the Parsha of Bilam, and he wrote Sefer Iyov. Says the Gemara, Mesayei Alei L'Rav Levi Bar Lachma. This is a riot to something Rav Levi Bar Lachma said. I'm Rav Levi Bar Lachma. Rav Levi Bar Lachma said, Iyov, Bimei Moshe Hoyo, Iyov lived during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksif Hach, it says over here, Mi Yitein Eifoi, Vi Kosmo Milai. Ksif Hasam, and it says, Ubamei Yivoda Eifoi. So you see the word Eifoi as it relates to Eiv, and you find the word Eifoi by Moshe Rabbeinu. Thus, it must be that Eiv lived during the times of Moshe. Faith the Gemara of Eiv Mei Yitzchak. Maybe Eiv learned that lived during the times of Yitzchak. The pasuk says, "Mi Eifoi hu atzod tzai." You find the same word Eifoi, or Ve'em of Mei Yaakov. Maybe Eiv lived during the times of Yaakov. The Chassid it says, "Im Kain Eifoi zois asu." Ve'em Mei Yosef. Maybe lived in the times of Yosef. The Chassid it says, "Eifoi heim royin." The Gemara says, "Loisol kedaitach." You're right. The Makar is from somewhere else. The Chassid it says, "Mi Yitim beSefer vi." Either way, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer, he wrote Parshas Bilam, and he wrote Iyoy, Messiah Leila Rav Levi Bar Lachma. This is a raya to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, who said that when did Iyoy live? He lived during the times of Moshe. So if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Iyoy, it seems to go well with this idea that Iyoy lived during the times of Moshe. Now, the Gemara from here until the end, Kemat, of our daf, is going to bring different opinions in terms of when exactly it was that Eev lived. So, the first opinion is that Eev lived during the times of Moshe. As we're going to see, there are other opinions as well. The truth is, the fact that Eev lived during the times of Moshe, I think, is the classic Mesaira, based on the Gemara Masechta Soita, Hava Neschak Maloi, Chazal say, Gimel Hoyo Ba'oise Eitzah, and one of them is Eev. So we know Eiv's Yisurim was related to the fact that he was Shasak, Torah from Maran Agriz, tomorrow's daf. But the bottom line is that I think that's the conventional wisdom, that Eiv, this Bal Yisurim, lived during that time. But again, as we're about to see, it's not so posh. It says, Rava Amar, Rava says, Eiv bimei Miraglim hoyu. One of the one Eiv lived during the times of the Miraglim. Ksifach says over here, Ish hoyu be'eretz utz, Eiv shmoy. That's the way Sefer Eiv starts. The Ksifachim, and it says, Ayesh ba eitz. So it says eitz by the Miraglim. It says Utz by Eiv. He came from the land of Utz. Ah, must be that when did Eiv live? He lived during the times of the Miraglim. The Gemara says, Midami hacha Utz, hasam eitz. What are you shtelling to? Utz to eitz, not the same word. So the Gemara says, Hachi come on the Moshe Lishon. No, you don't understand the Raya. The Raya is not eitz utz. The Raya is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Hayesh ba eitz? Right, he told the Miraglim, tell me, is there an eitz? Yeshnoi la'oisnoi Adam. Is that person there, Sheshnoisav Aruchos Ke'etz, who had Arichos Yomim like an eitz, Umegan Aldoire Ke'etz, and it was Megan on his generation like an eitz? The Gemara is going to say soon that Eiv lived 210 years. But the point is that he had Arichos Yomim, so that's what he wanted to know. He says, tell me, Hayesh Ba'etz, is Eiv alive? Rashi brings in a Chumash. Right, that's what he wanted to know. And that's the raya that Eiv lived during the times of the Miraglim. There was a certain rabbi who was sitting in the presence of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Yosef the Kamer, and he said, Eiv lo yhoyev lo yinivro. Eiv never lived. Ela mashal hay. The whole story of Eiv is a mashal. Amaleisa, he told him back, Olecha amakra, it's regarding you that we must quote the following verse. Ish hoyev eretz utz, Eiv shmai. Meaning, what do you mean he never lived? Read the story. There was a man whose name was Eiv. He was in Eretz Utz, so he told him back, El Meyatu, the Rosh ain't called, Kim, Kivsa Achas Ketan Ashakonav Yichya, Vigoyman. Right, what's this pasuk? This pasuk is talking about after the story of David and Bathsheba, and the Novi comes and gives Teichacha to David and Melech, and he prefaces the Teichacha with a mashal. There was a poor person who didn't have anything with the exception of a Kivsa Achas Ketan, and then the Gvir took it away. That mashal, did that ever happen? No, it didn't happen, right? Mi hava el mashal ba'alma. It's a mashal. Hachanami, mashal ba'alma. So who said the story of Eiv can't be a mashal? Meaning you find in Nach, mashalim. So just like that story over there that's being told to David HaMelech as a mashal, maybe this is also a mashal. So he told him, Agnon, Ken, Shmoy, Vishem, Eiv, Eilama. There's way too much information about Eiv if all this is a mashal. Right, over there, it's a Larosh and Kyle. We don't know all the information about him. Over here, we know too much information. It has to be that this person actually lived. Rabbi Yochem, you want to know Eiv was? He was from the Oile Goyla, meaning after Golos Bavel, he was one of the people that went back there to Israel. And it got a shtibel in Tverya. That's who Eiv was. Not be made Moshe, be made Miraglin. He existed. Not like the mandama that says Lehayv Nivra. He was from the Oile Goyla. And his base medrash was in Tver. He says, "Where Meisvei? I'll ask you a kasha. Neich noisav shal Eiv. The life of Eiv was mishashen nichlasu Yisrael Mitzrayim. From the time that he didn't enter Mitzrayim, v'ad sheyotzu until they left Mitzrayim. Oh, so you see mefurish that he didn't live during the Oile Goyle. He lived in Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, no. Ema ke mishashen nichlasu Yisrael Mitzrayim v'ad sheyotzu. Meaning, he lived the amount of years that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. Rashi says 210 years, but it's not that he lived during those 210 years. Meisvei nacha kasha shivin aviyim nistabul umayis oivam. There were seven Nevi'im that prophesied for the Umay Sa'ilam, the Elohim, Bilam, the Aviv, Bilam and his father, that's two. The Eoiv, Eliphaz, Atemaniu, Beldad, Ashuchi, Vitzlefran, Amosiv, Eliub, and Brachel, Habuzi. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is that it seems from here that Eoiv is a Navi, okay, but one of the Nevi'e Umay Sa'ilam. How does it stem with him having a shtibel in Tveria? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, let me ask you a question. Eliyahu ben Barachel, lam Yisrael, ava, was he not a yid? Vaksiv, the pasuk says about him, mishpachas ram, and that's a Jewish family. Ella, what do you have to say? What the Braisa means is not that they were not Jewish. Ella, invuye invi v'umay sa'ilam. They were Jewish prophets that said nevuah for the umay sa'ilam. No, hachanami, that's what it means about Eiv, invuye invi v'umay sa'ilam. But the Gemara says, atu kula nevi'im midloy invuye v'umay. If that's the case, then basically what you're saying is what's unique about these seven Nevi'im are that they said Nevuah for Umay Yisrael. All the Nevi'im said Nevuah for Umay Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Hasam Ikin Nevi'u Sayil Yisrael. The other Nevi'im, the Ikin Nevuah was Yisrael. Hach over here, Ikin Nevi'u Sayil Umay Yisrael. The Ikin Nevuah was for the Umay Yisrael. Meis V'nachakash, Chassid Hayib Umay Yisrael, V'Iv Shmai. This is checkmate, right? There was a chassid, okay? Me umay sa'olam, literally from the chassid umay sa'olam. That's where this expression comes. Chassid haya bu umay sa'olam, and his name was Iyiv. And he came onto this world to get schar. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of Yisurim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yisurim. His mecharif from a gadif, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf. He began literally being mecharif from a gadif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kafal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, schar b'olam hazeh. And you know what Hashem did? He gave him more schar in this world. Kedei letardim and olam habas, so he should lose that in his olam hab. Again, this already gets into the story of Iyiv, which is 100% kemat mitchilu vatsoif, the topic of tomorrow's daf. But one thing you see from here is that Iyiv is from the Chassidei Umay Soilam. Again, he didn't have a shtibel in Tveria. He's an Eini Yehudi. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tano. You have to say it's a machlokes Tano. And the Tanya b'nun to the Brisa. Rabbi Elazar says, Iyiv b'mei shvoit ha-shoiftim hoya. Iyiv lived during the times of the shoiftim. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Hein atem kulchem chazisim v'loma ze hevel tehebalu. Okay, Eze Darsha Kule Hevel. What was an example of a generation where the whole generation was Mamish Hevel, one big generation of Shtisim? Heavy Yomers that Doirosh al Shvayta Shoiftim. It's referring to the generation of the Shvayta Shoiftim. The Gemara, the end of our daf, is going to talk a little bit more about it. But that's a Darsha Kule Hevel. Interesting. But regardless, so you see that he lived during that time because you see that word of Hevel in the context of Iyiv, not just Hevel, of the Hevel Tehebalu, and that's the dar for sure of the Shvayta Shoiftim. Rav Shur ben Karcha Omer, Iyiv bimei Achashverosh. You want to know when he lived? He lived during the times of Achashverosh. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'leinimtza Noshim Yofes Kibnois Iyiv. Iyiv's daughters were the most beautiful Noshim in the whole world. B'chal Aretz, Ezeh Udash, and Nisbakshu by Noshim Yofes. What was a generation where they were looking for the Noshim Yofes? Meaning, if you're saying that these Noshim were Yofes Shabbailam, it sounds like it had some significance. Ki'ilu, we were trying to figure out who the Noshim Yofes were. And that's who they were. So what was a generation where they were trying to find the Noshim Yofes? It's Dairush Allah HaShverosh. Maybe Iyiv lived in the times of David. The Pasuk says, Vayivakshu Naira Yofa, right? We all know the Pasuk says that they were looking for a Naira Yofa for David HaMelech. So you see, here too, they were looking for Noshim Yofes. So maybe that's when he lived. Mar says, Hasim over there, Bechol Gvul Yisrael. David HaMelech was only looking in the Gvul Yisrael. Hach over here, Bechol HaAretz. It says, Vayivakshu Nimtza Noshim Yofes Kipnois Iyiv Bechol HaAretz. That must be Bimei HaShverosh, because it was Bimei HaShverosh where they were looking for an Isha Yafa B'chal Aretz. Literally, Mehoidu Vakush. David HaMelech was only looking for Gvul Yisrael. So when was it a significance to be the Noshim Yafis B'chal Aretz? That's the Yerushal HaShverosh. Rav Nosson says, Iyoy Bimei Malchus Shvahoya. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vatipoil Shva, Vatikochem. That's a pasuk in Iyiv. So you see, it's during the Malchus of Shiva. The Chachamim say, Iyiv bimei kazdim hayer. Rashi says, what does it mean, bimei kazdim? So the kazdim were the Babylonians. In the times of Nebuchadnezzar, Shenema, the pasuk says, kazdim samu shloisha roshen. And that, again, is a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Iyiv. So you see, the kazdim are playing a role there. Zoysay Meres, Iyiv lived during the times of the kazdim. Yeshayim, some say, Iyiv bimei Yaakov hayo. Iyiv lived during the times of Yaakov. V'dina bas Yaakov nasa. And you want to know who he was married to? He was married to Dina, the daughter of Yaakov. Ksiv hacha. It says over here, regarding Iyiv, Kidaber Achas Hanavolois, Tidaber, Viksiv, Asam Kinavolo, Asa B'Yisrael, says the Gemara, Vekulu Tanoi. And if you make a cheshbin of all these different Tanoim, all of them Sfirulud Iyiv Mi'Yisrael, they all hold that Iyiv was Mi'Yisrael, Lebar Mi'Yesh Oimrim, with the exception of the one Yesh Oimrim that we saw earlier, that he was a chassid from the Umay Sa'ilam. But everybody else holds that he was Mi Yisrael. How do you know? Because Esau could die from Umay Sa'olam Haba. Because if you're going to tell me that he was from the Umay Sa'olam, Basa the Shachim Moshe, Misharya, Shechina al Umay Sa'olam, Iyiv was a Navi. Now, if you're going to tell me that he lived after Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not possible that he could have been a Navi. Because Va'amamar, Bikech Moshe, Shleitishra Shechina al Umay Sa'olam, the Nasalim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Shechina should not rest on the Umay Sa'olam, and Hashem granted it. Shenema, the pasuk says, "V'neflinu anivamech." So if Iyiv is a Navi, and Iyiv lived after Moshe, then it can't be that he's from the Umay Sa'ilam. The only mandamar who could hold that he's from the Umay Sa'ilam is the mandamar that holds that he lived before Moshe. Who's the mandamar that holds that he lived before Moshe? It's the mandamar that says that he was Yaakov Avinu's Eidim, that he married Dina Bas Yaakov. If he married Dina Bas Yaakov, so he lived before Moshe Rabbeinu. If that's the case, he could be from the Umay Sa'ilam. So says the Gemara, V'kulu Tanoi Sfiru D'Iv Mi'Yisrael Hava, Lebar, with the exception of the Yesh Oimim. Who's the Yesh Oimim? The Yesh Oimim Iyoy B'mei Yaakov Hoya. With the exception of that Yesh Oimim, he's the only one that could hold. He's from the Umay Sa'ilam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Doiru Shal Iyov Shata B'zima Hoya. The generation of Iyov was Shata B'zima. There was a lot of Znosh. Remember, the Pasuk says, Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisim V'lo Mozeh Hevel Tehevolu. Okay. V'ksiv it says, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis Shuvi Shuvi V'nechzebach. That's a Pasuk at Shir Ashirim. So, right, we know the context of the Moshel Ashir Ashirim. It says V'nechze. It says over here, Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisim. Oh, must be that they were shtufei ziva. Faitemay ema benavua. Maybe chazisim is a lashon nevuah. The chesid, the pasuk says chazoin yeshayahu ben. Oh, it's okay. Lomazeh hevel tevolu lomali. I hear what you're saying, but it says hey natem kulchem chazisim the lomazeh hevel tevolu. You're right. Chazisim, the word itself could be milasha chazoin. It could be milasha nevuah. The problem is the oisphere is hevel tevolu, and hevel tevolu without a question is a raya that we're talking over here about something that is not a good thing, something that's havolim, which is a raya. One more gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dechsev." What's behind the pasuk that says, "Vahibi me shvoit hashoiftim"? What does that mean? Zed dorsha shoivit hashoiftim. It's referring to a generation where the people used to judge the judges. And the Gemara demonstrates, "Oy meloy." If a judge would tell someone, "Tul kisem." Some have the gears, you know, you have a little splinter in your eye or in between your teeth. He would tell him back, I have a little splinter. You know what you have? You have a beam, meaning I'm doing small averas, you're doing much bigger averas. He would tell him, he would say, you know, your silver is going bad. It's just a euphemism for some marshal. He would tell him, you're worried about my silver? He says, why don't you look in the mirror? Soveich mohu kamayim. Soveich Rashi says is yayin. Your water, your wine has spoiled. It's literally like water. Malchus Shva is mentioned in the story of Shlomo HaMelech. And whoever says Malchus Shva is a woman is making a tais. My Malchus Shva, what then is Malchus Shva if it's not, right, the Queen Sheba? So what is it? It's Malchusa de Shva. It's the Malchus referring to the kingdom of Shva, but it's not actually referring to a Malka. It's not referring to an Isha exhale. So a few Aras. The first Ara is, so the very, very end of the Daf, and really this is going to segue into tomorrow's Daf, brought a whole bunch of different opinions as it relates to who exactly Eev was. So Eev, we're talking about now, because it's one of the Sifrei Tanakh, it's one of the Ksuvim. But clearly, there was a very big mystery amongst Chazal exactly who Eev was. Eev b'mei Moshe. One man d'amar holds, he lived in the times of Moshe. Eev b'mei Meraglim, he lived in the times of the Meraglim, which by the way is sort of b'mei Moshe. There's a man d'amar that said that Eev was loy hayav loy nivra. I heard from Reb Mordechai Kamenetsky. He told me that he was learning in Panovich when Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was not well. And it seems that somebody maybe had made a comment about Reb Shmuel's Yisurin, that he's a hypochondriac, or me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. And he said afterwards, he said, that's the oimek of Eev, lo yehoyev, lo nivra. He said, Eev had all his yesurim. He mamish had his yesurei Eev. And there were people that were saying, as the ganzi Eev is lo yehoyev, lo nivra. They didn't even forgive him that he had all these yesurim. He was lo yehoyev, lo nivra. Very, very profound. There's another man that said, Eev was from the Oile Goyla. Not just that, he had a base medrash. And where was his base medrash? It was in Tveria. Momandama said that Eev was a chosid hoyab umay sa'ilav Eev shmai. He lived in the times of the Shvaita Shoiftim. He lived in the times of Achashverosh. He lived in the times of Malchashva. He lived in the times of the Kazdin. He was Yaakov Avinu's Eidim. He was actually married to Dina Bas Yaakov. So you have all these different shittas. When exactly he lived? Is he Jewish? Is he not Jewish? Right? When did he live? I mean, ranging anywhere from the times of Yaakov Avinu to the times of Achashverosh, and he's one of the Oile Goyle, he's living Gar in Tveria. Or, by the way, it could be he never even existed. So the story of Eev, before you even start the complexities of it, just who he even was, seems to be very, very interesting. I'll tell you that if you look at Svarim, Mamish B'meshach HaDairis, there was still conversation as it relates to who Eiv was. Now, I just want to be mocked. How could there be conversation as it relates to who Eiv was? What do you mean? You're not sure who Eiv was? The Gemara says who Eiv was. Yes and no. Because although the Gemara mentions certain opinions, obviously you can't dingzach with the Rava or Rabbi Yochanan or whomever, but at the same time, a lot of the opinions we're given are very, very vague. He lived in the times of Moshe. He lived in the times of the Meraglim, right? So there is some ambiguity even in some of the Shittas, which gives maybe, if someone's smart enough to figure out who Eiv might have been, an opportunity to try to figure it out. Ibn Ezra wrote a very, very lengthy pirish on Sefer Eiv. And right in the beginning of this pirish on Sefer Eiv, he says, "Vakorev Eli, I think Eiv was Mibnei Esav. He was a descendant of Esav." That's what he says. I think he's a descendant of Esav. There's another Ibn Ezra in his pirish on Sefer Eiv. This is in Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he says something very, very fascinating. He says as follows. He says, the Chachomenu Zal Omru ki Moshe Kosav Sefer Eiv. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of Sefer Eiv. Vakorev Eli, says Ibn Ezra, ki hu Sefer Meturgim. He says, I think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write Sefer Eiv. He translated Sefer Eiv. It's a Sefer Meturgim. Alkenu Kosha B'Theirush Kederech Kol Sefer Meturgim. And he says, that's why Sefer Eiv, if you've ever tried, is like the hardest Sefer to learn. And the reason it's so hard, and the reason you're going to find such interesting words that you're not usually going to be familiar with, is because it's a Sefer Meturgim, and it's Kederech Kol Sefer Meturgim. It's not an authentic work. It's a translation. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But it sounds like what Ibn Ezra is saying is, it's a Sefer Meturgim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meturgim. In the Hagoyas, to the fancy Mosad Rav Kook edition of the Ibn Ezra on Sefer Eiv, said they bring from the Rashbitz. So the Rashbitz, he wrote a Sefer called Oyev Mishpat on Sefer Eiv, and he was hissing on the Ibn Ezra. He says like this, V'achochom Rav Avram ben Ezra Zuchreinu Levracha Kosav Kiniraloi Shehu Atak Miloshen Acheres. That the whole Sefer Eiv is really a translation. Ulezehu Omuk HaMelitza the ain't soirich, says the Rashbatz. He says, you don't have to say that. That's such a big chiddush. El, lefisha elu anoshim lehoyu medabre b'loshen hakoydish. The characters in Sefer Eiv, they didn't speak loshen hakoydish. Okay. So, kishahetik Moshe devreim ois ba'ois el loshen hakoydish. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu transcribed what they said and had to translate what they said from the language they were speaking into loshen hakoydish, ba'ha loshen amu kamina gasfar, mamu utakim. You have your translation, meaning you have your Meturgim. But it's not that the Sefer was written in one language and now Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he's Meturgim into another language. No way. The Sefer was written Lechatchila in Lashon HaKodesh. But there are quotations in the Sefer that are quotations from people that had spoken in another language and that was being translated into Lashon HaKodesh. And that's why you end up with exactly what the Ibn Ezra observed. Alkeinu Kasha B'Therish Kederach Kol Sefer Meturgim. So there Rashbitz is agreeing to the Hanoch of Ibn Ezra that there's something uniquely challenging about Sefer Eiv. He's even agreeing with his Mahalach. His Mahalach is it's a Sefer Meturgim. Obein Tzorich, says the Rashbitz, to go so far as to say that the Sefer was written and Moshe Rabbeinu literally spoke some other language. He sat down, he says, let me translate this work from Greek into Lashon HaKodesh. No, that's not what's happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Eiv, Lichat Chila, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Alpi Nevuah. He wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh, but he wanted exact quotations, and those quotations he had to translate, and that's where this Inyan that the Ibn Ezra is referring to plays itself out. Nachi Weinstein gave me a sefer called Sofnas Panech. There's a lot of sefer called Sofnas Panech. The Rogachov comes to mind. But this is a sefer that was written by a Yid whose name was Reb Shmuel HaKoyen di Pisa Lusitano. He was an Italian gadol. The sefer was published for the first time in the year 1640. And if you look at the sefer, it's not a very big sefer, but right of the sefer is about Eiv. And in this sefer, in Simen Ches, he has a whole thesis where he says he figured out exactly who Eiv was. Who was Eiv? So he says like this. The Pasuk says, Ubnei Yisachar. Yisachar, the son of Yaakov Avinu. So he had four sons. Toila, Ufuva, V'yoiv, V'shoimrei. He says, I believe without a reasonable doubt that Eiv is Yisachar's son. He's Yoiv. Eiv, Yoiv. They added an Aleph. Doesn't have any issue with that, Ayin Shum, the way he explains it. But he says, you want to know who Eiv is? Eiv is really Yoiv, the son of Yaakov. One of the things he says is that Yaakov Avinu said in Parshas Vayechi about Yisachar, he's a chamor gorem, roivetz ben amishmasayim, vayet shichmoy lizboil. Right? It talks about how somehow he was going to have to suffer. And he says he believes this was a nevuah that Yaakov Avinu was saying, that Yisachar was going to have a son whose son was Yoiv, and he was going to be Eiv. Just bringing out the point that we don't know who Eiv was, which is fascinating. In the Gemara itself, you have 10 different memories of trying to figure out who Eiv was. Eben Ezra, you have a Yid, the Tzofnes Paneach, the Sois of you, Doivois Bekever, who's trying to take a shot at maybe trying to explain who he was. Kama Kulmas and Nishtabru. So let me buy, like the Eben Ezra says, it's so hard to understand the book of Eiv and the message of Eiv, which is such a hard message when bad things happen to good people. This is maybe the most difficult Inyan in the entire Bria for people to comprehend. But who Eiv even was, if he even was, is where the mystery already begins. That's the first aura. The second aura is, we had earlier in the daf, where the Gemara said that Rus is the first of Sefer Ksufim. Now, the Gemara said that based on the man Dama that holds that Eiv bimei Moshe Haya, really Eiv should have been the first of Sefer Ksufim. So why is it that it's Rus? So the Gemara says, because Eiv is all about Puranusa, and Aschule be Puranusa loy meschalin. We don't want to start Ksuvin with Puranus. Faith the Gemara, Rus nami Puranusa. So the Gemara says it's true. Rus has Puranusa. However, it's Puranusa de Isle Achris. It's a Puranusa that has Achris, Am Rabbi Yoichin, and said, Lama Nikishma Rus. Why was she called Rus? She Yotzim Imenu David, She Rivola Kadosh Baruch, who Beshiroz Fisish Baches. It's because David Amelach came from Rus, who was Mirave HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shirus V'sish Bachos. So Rus, although it's true, it starts with Paranusa, people dying, there's a Rav, but at the same time, it ends on a very, very good note, and because it ends with a good note, so it's for that reason, it is a good place to start. Tosfos speaks out that being that the first of the Ksuvim are Rus, and the reason it's the first of the Ksuvim is because of the way it ends. How does it end? It ends with the fact that Rus is Zoicha, that it's Yotzim Imenu David, Sherivo, the Kadosh Baruch of Asiris Vesishbachis. It's for that reason in the Seder Aksuvim. What comes second? Sefer Tehillim. Because that's the segue. That's the Hemshech. Rus is number one. Why is Rus number one? Because of the ending of Rus. What's the ending of Rus? David HaMelech was Mirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiris V'Shish Bachos. So what comes number two? What comes number two is Tehillim. Because that's Mamish, the same minion. So again, Sefer Ksuvim. The Rambam brings it in his Yad Chazaka. We said there's a Halacha component to Sefer Ksuvim. This is the way it's supposed to be. And the Seder is, you go from Rus, the ending of Rus, right to the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. It's interesting. I saw in the Emes LeYaakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, right here in Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Mebeis, he says something very interesting. He says, Sefer Tehillim, right? So the word Tehillim is a Lashon Zachar, right? If Tehillim would be Lashon Akeva, it would be Tehilois. Now the truth is, Tehila in the singular is a Lashon Akeva. See, he says, so why then is it that the Sefer Tehillim is called Tehillim and not Tehilois? He says, "V'hinei ro'inu the afshe Tehilo hiloshin akeva." And based on that, havalei likroi Sefer Zeh Sefer Tehilois. He says, "But biarti b'makom acher sheshem hakibutz hanikra b'shem yisrabe beribu shel zachar." He says, "You find this a lot, that there's a word that in the singular is a loshin akeva, but once there's a rabim of it, there's a ribuy, it converts to loshin zachar. K'moy chitim." Chita is in the singular, chitim is in the plural. Sa'irim, it's sa'ira in the singular, it's sa'irim in the plural. A te'ena becomes te'enim. A beitza becomes beitzim. Even tefillin, the Gemara says that the tefillah shel yad is not ma'akeves, the tefillah shel rosh. Tefillah is a lashon nekeva. But when it comes to a lashon rabim, it becomes tefillin. And he says, pasha, that's why tehillim technically could have been Sefer Tehillos. Instead, we call it Sefer Tehillim. He says, "Ulefichach temesi al goyin hador amalta sheshino miloshin agemara hacha vekino b'shem Sefer Tehillos." So he says the Malbim, he referred to Sefer Tehillim always as Sefer Tehillos. And Pashit, it's because Tehillah is in the singular. So based on that, there's a tois. But the Messiah is, it's Tehillim, and he says it's a plea to me. The Malbim, who's the Mara, the Shmeitzer, when it comes to all these things of Diktok, he should have known this. That very often you convert from the singular to the plural, going from the Keva to Zocher. Then he writes, "Ukeis matzasi lechaver." I found a makar to the Malbim, and that's with another Eben Ezra. It's in Bereishis Yudal Pasuk Yudches. Shekino gam came besefer tehilos. You take a look at the Eben Ezra there. So the Eben Ezra is in Parshas Lech Lecha. The pasuk talks about Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Vehu koyein le keil elyon. Says Eben Ezra. Kedivrei ametargim aramis vechein kol koyein vehoed vechianuli. Uferush al divrosi malki tzedek besefer tehilos kuf yud dalet. Sefer tehilos, it's sefer tehilim. The teretz is the Eben Ezra was bothered. If it's in the singular tehilah, so why in the rabbim would it be tehilim? It should be tehilos. But says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you find this everywhere. That in the singular it's a lashon akeva, in the plural it's a lashon rabbim. So he says it's a plea of the malbim. I found the chavratim, but at the end of the day, to me it's a shtikl tzarchi in gadol, because the Gemara calls it tehilim. Everybody knows it's mezuk tehilim, mezuk nishtehilos, right? So if it's tehilim, l'chura, that's the way it should be until proven otherwise. But I'll tell you something interesting. The Chassam Sofer, right here on our Gemara, and Bava Basra Daf Yudalad Amabez, he says something that only the Chassam Sofer can say. It's very, very bekitzer. He says it a little bit more by Riches in one of his drushes. And he says as follows, Kfar Kosafti B'mokim Achem. Rus's name was Rus, right? He said, I believe that after Rus was Megayer, her name was changed. And it became Rives. So it went from Reish Vav Sof to Reish Yud Vav Sof. And it's based, says the Chassam Sofer, on this Gemara right here that we just learned. That Lama Nikra Shma Rus, why was she called Rus? She Yotzem Imenu David, She Riveu LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras V'Seshbachis. And he says, really, the Oymek is, what do you mean? Lama Nikra Shma Rus. Her name was Rus because that was her name. The Teretz is, it was switched from Rus to Rives. And there's an Oymek in the fact that it was switched from Rus to Rives. Rives, because she caused David HaMelech to be Merava. So it's not just Rus, it's Rives. So says the Chassam Sofer, and again, you have to be the Chassam Sofer to say this. Nobody else could say this. But says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you, there's a little bit of an Oymek over here. He says, you know what the Oymek is? He says, the Oymek is that if her name was switched to Rives, that means the Oysius of her name were the same as the Oysius of Yisrael. So Rus is a very, very famous Giyaris. Yisroi is a very, very famous Ger. Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Yisroi, that really his name was Yeser, right? But it was switched to Yisroi after he was Megayer. So you see, he goes from Yeser to Yisroi. In the same vein, Rus goes from Rus to Rives. It's the same Oysius. And what's the Oymek? The Oymek is because she caused Rives, she caused David HaMelech to come to the world, who is Mirava Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiras V'Seshbachas. He says, why Yisroi and Rives? It's the same Oysius. It's very interesting, which by definition means it's the same Gematria too, right? But what's the significance of that? So he says, Yisroi and Rives is B'Gematria 616, with the four Oysius, L'Yoyde Gematrias, it's 616 plus 4, which is 620. We know there's 613 mitzvahs Esed Deraisa. There's 7 mitzvahs Derabanan. And it's a remes to the Geirus. It's a remes to 620 Tafresh Chaf is Geirus, because that is Kiyodua, the totality, right? That's the Shai Olam is half of 620. So that's why the Gematchmi is going to end up being 620. And he says that if you want a remes to what I'm saying, he says, remes Ledover is the Gematria of Rives, we just said is 616. The Gematria of Nami is 170. The difference between 616 and 170 is 446. What did Rus tell Nami? Ki amoves yafrid. Mavis is big in Matri of 446. That's what Chassam Sofer says. And he says, that's a remes to what I'm saying is emes. That her name went from Rus to Rives. The difference between Rives and Nomi is 446. It's the gematria of Moves, ki Moves Yafrid Beinu Veinecha. But just to end with one last Dover Niflo, and that is from the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe the Haflo, who says, Mamish, Yisoid Niflo V'Noira, that opens up so many different chazals. And this haflah is in Parshas Miketz. It's also in his Akdama to the Sefer HaMakna. And the context over there is Yosef HaTzadik, who says, Eso Elokim Ani Yore, I fear My God. Esu alikim ani yare. And Yosef said it a second time. He said, Hatachas alikim ani. And if you take a look at the Targum says, Dichlo da'ashem ano. I want you to know, I fear one person, I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yosef HaTzadik, Barimtzich, he says, Esu alikim ani yare. So he says like this. He says, we know a person has to be an onof. You're not allowed to have gaiva. A person has to be an onof. You walk around, you tell people, I'm a chosh of a person, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a lamdan, I'm a talmud chacham. Right? But says the hafla, there's one time that a person's allowed to be a balgaiva. A person is allowed to be a balgaiva over the fact that he's a yore elikim. And that's, Yosef HaTzadik says, Esu alikim ani yore, where he says, Hatachas alikim ani, I fear Hashem. There's no another to say that I fear Hashem. This is something a person's allowed to do. And he says, when you understand this, it's going to open up so many different chazals. You ready? The Gemara says, Mishameis Rebbe, Batla anova v'yir aschet. Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, right? Asman bagegen sich mit Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, loy tisne yir aschet de ikka anoh. Everybody asks, loy tisne yir aschet de ikka anoh. Eloch a gaiva gedoyle mizu. Says that flaw, it's not true. Eso alikim ani yore, that's not gaiva. You're allowed to say like this. The year is chet ikana. A person is allowed to say that about himself. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ma Hashem sholomim kiim liyir oisi." And the Gemara says, "Kiim liyir oisi," as if it's billig. Moshe says, "Yeah, in legabi Moshe milse zutrasehi." But afraid that flaw, Moshe Rabbeinu was the onam mikaladam. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu talking away as if to him to fear Hashem is a billig azach? What do you mean it's billig? How could you say it that way? The teretz is esolikim ani yare. And when it comes to yira shemayim, a person is allowed to say something like that. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, "Ayisal chacham bechachmasai, vayisal gibor bigvurasai, asher ba'asher kim bezoisi salu amesal haskel v'yodoya oisi." Which daflot taiches means to have basic yira shemayim kim bezoisi salu amesal. That's something that a person is allowed to feel good about himself. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, "Heavy arum biyira." So, Pasha, what does it mean? Heavy arum biyira? Arum milosh and klikshaft, right? You should be arum. You should be clever. The nachash was the arum mikol achayis. That a person should be arum. Says the Haflo Yeshloim Al Pizeh. Arum is also milosh, and you're not wearing clothing. He says ordinarily a person has to be malbish all his meisim. You have to cover your meisim. You have to go batznei aleches. But when it comes to yira, you don't have to cover your yira. Heavy arum. You're allowed to be an arum. You don't need to cover it. When it comes to the fact that you're a Yori Shamayim, over there you're allowed to be open about it. It's not a time for you to have to be an onuf. But the question is why? What does that even mean? You can't talk about your mitzvahs and maisim toivim, but the fact that you have Yori Shamayim, that's not a big deal. Over there, all of a sudden, the laws of gaiva and the laws of anava don't apply. So the flaw says, Yusoy Nifla. He says, you know what the pshat is? He said, the pshat is because if a person is makir, the most basic of akaris, that every person has to be makir, right? So in echa shamaimu ru'u mi bore eilo, mi psorai echsa likim. It's not a big deal to be a Yorei Shamayim. The person that's not a Yorei Shamayim is lost. But Be'etzim Amunah is so poshet. And really, Yiras Hashem should be so poshet. It's Taka Milsa Zutrasihi. And if that's the case, he says, what's the big deal? Listen to this lashon. V'hinei lo oitzim chiyu v'ayiru milifnei Hashem yisparach lo yichoshev mailas hayiru lispar ba mishe'enoi niver midas. K'moy she'nemar mi lo yirocha. It's so posh that you have to have yira. What's the big deal? You have yira? Al tachzik toivel atzmecha. It's not the pshat you're being about gaiva. The word is, it's so posh it. The person that has no yira is lost. So for a person to say, yeah, Kleben the Eibush, the Chab Yiras Hashem, yeah, but I don't like to talk about it. What do you mean I don't like to talk about it? The person that doesn't, you have to feel, is mamash God. He's lost. It's not a bechina of gaiva. It's a bechina. You put shoes on before you walk outside the house. Oh, you're a bal gaiva because you have a hakara that you don't walk outside without your shoes. The fact that you have basic yirish shemayim, that's just poshet. Mi psarei echsa likim, mi lo yirocha. And says the hafla, that's the oimik. And it's for that reason when it comes to yira, when it comes to this inyan, a person is allowed to be a bal gaiva. And that's pshat on all these different chazals. So he said, yesh loimar. He said, "Yay, Shloimer! Here's the punchline." The Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Hei Amar Aleph that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. not just allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. He has to have a little bit of gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoyne shebeshminis. V'kamer kulmas in ishtabru. Everybody tries to figure out what exactly is the shmoyne shebeshminis. I mean, just the rate bites that we've spoken about. Right, the Vilna Gaon, it's the eighth pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu said, katointi mikola chasodim and mikola emes. He said that really it was a shtickle gaiva on the part of Yaakov Avinu. Because if you're saying katointi mikola chasodim, so you're attributing all the successes that you had to your own achievements. But said the guy, and he was allowed to do it, being that right now he's saying, like in Navardik, ich bin garnished. Now I'm katointi mikola chasodim and mikola emes. And the guy said, that's the chiddush of the shmoinish of the shminis. You're allowed to say that I was once something, as long as the outcome is going to be that right now, habach garnished. We've spoken at Rabbi Kivege said that what's the shmoinish of the shminis? He said that it's the eighth pasuk in the eighth parak of Sefer Tehillim, which talks about Hamshileyu al Bahamas Sadai, that a person is meant to govern and rule over behemoths. There would have been a Havamina that a person has to be an Anav even when it comes to a behemoth. You're walking in the street, you see a squirrel, you act Badarke Anav. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk says, man rules over behemoths. We once spoke about the Anav of Rabbi Kivega, and only Rabbi Kivega could have had Azah Hergish. The Helgach Sam Soifer, who said that what's the Shemaynah Shevet Shemin, it's referring to the mitzvah of Mila. It's the eighth mitzvah that was given, because it's the first mitzvah that after the Shevet. And it was Nitna B'Shmini. And he says, what's the mitzvah of Mila? It's being Nizer B'Nyone K'tusha. And the Chassam Sofer says, when it comes to Nyone K'tusha, a person's allowed to have Gaiva. And he says that that's why David HaMelech was in the base Merchitz. He was very, very scared. Achshon Nistakel B'Mila. And then he was B'Simcha. Because he was an Onav. David HaKatan. But when he was Nistakel B'Mila, and he remembered that he was Nizer B'Ktusha Samila, then already he was B'Simcha. Dvarim Nifla Mamish. We once spoke out from Shlomo Arieli. He said, what's the Shmoinish of the Shminis? He said, the Shmoinish of the Shminis is the eighth of the Sifrei Tanakh. Today's daf is Sefer Shmuel. In the eighth pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Chana doesn't have any children, and Elkanah tells Chana, says, you don't have children. How loy ani toiv lach? I should be better than all the children. You have me. So if you have me, you should be happy. And he said, this is the Shmoinah Shebashminas. And Tamil Chacham is allowed to tell his wife that I'm a Choshev. He says, you want to be an Anav, be an Anav. Of a Nishven Sekim to the Shalom Bayis, not by the Rebbetzin. Then he's supposed to come with a Stoltz. He's supposed to come with a Gaiva. He's supposed to, I'm good at learning. I said a good Chiddush. I said a Chaburich. But over then already, he's supposed to have a, you're allowed to have a little bit of a Gaiva. He says, the reason is because she's your Shutev. And if she's your Shutev, so she's entitled to a quarterly report, so I want to know. It's not gaiva. You tell your shutif that you had a good quarter, that's not gaiva. This is the way it's supposed to be. It sure is that it. But all the different ramazan that you find as it relates to Shmoinah Shebashminas, it said, the Haflaye Shloimar, that you want to know what the Shmoinah Shebashminas is. He says, take a look at the last eight psukim in the Torah. He says, the last eight psukim in the Torah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daftes Vavam and Aleph says, was either written by Yeshua Benon, or maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was cast from Bedema. But it's the story of Ayomos Moshe Ever Hashem. It's the last eight psukim that are unique. In fact, it's so unique that there's different halachas in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, you don't even need a minion for it, because Kivan Deshtani Yeshtani, they're very, very different. These eight psukim are a beria b'fnei atzman. And what's going on in those psukim? What's going on in those psukim is Moshe Rabbeinu, the way the Rambam paskins, is talking all about himself. That's what's happening in those eight psukim. There's a little bit of a gaiva. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avada, didn't just write it. Moshe Rabbeinu was cussed from Bedema, the Gemara says. He was crying. There were tears rolling down his cheeks as he was writing this. But at the end of the day, that's the theme of what's going on. Those are the Shmoina. That's the eighth psukim. Then take a look at the last pasuk. In fact, take a look at the eighth to last word of that pasuk. Hamoira Hagadol Asha Asam Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Says the Hafla, Talmud Chacham, Tzorech She'yehei Boi Echad Mishmoina B'Shebashminas. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to the eighth to last word of the last of the eight psukim in the Torah, which are uniquely about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is writing it. Now, he's writing it, Al-Pitzivu Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that eighth to last word is Hamoira. And that's coming to teach us that when it comes to Yiras Shamayim, when it comes to Moira, over there's no problem. Moira, there a person's allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. And that's Pshad Yasoli Kimani Yore. And yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, for me, Yira is a Milsa Zutrasi. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, Loi Tisni Yira Aschet, Mikrano. And it's Takachu Kim Bezois Yishalala Mesal Haskabi Odoy Oisi. But you know what the Oimik is? The Oimik is because you're not deherring it as a Grace Zach. You're deherring it as a Milsa Zutrasihi. Fakir. The person who has no Yerushamayim, he's the loser. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. That's not Gaiva. Gaiva is not when you do what you're supposed to do. When you behave normally, Snit Gaiva. And that's the Oimik. The Oimik is Miloyirach. What's the big deal? What's the Chiddish? It's Poshit. If that's the Hakara, that's the mindset, then it's Taka, not the beginning of Gaiva. And this is yet another remez in the Echad Mishmoinah Shabbat Shminas.